Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. You look at the river and see something really interesting and think, I would love to have a picture of that. I wish I took better pictures. I was fortunate to enjoy a Channel Cat talk that covered three things you can do to improve your pictures. No expensive cameras, lenses, or editing software required. First, think about how you're framing your picture. When you look at the image in your camera, imagine it divided into a 3x3 grid of 9 equal pieces. Now put the subject of your picture on the intersection that separates 4 of the sections. Second, add a pop of color to draw the eye. This can be a red shirt. Remember those old National Geographic pictures? But if possible, make it something naturally part of the shot, like a bright colored bird against a background of green. Third, group subjects to help tell a story. This can be a grouping of pictures with similar subjects, or several subjects in a single picture. Now, if you're thinking, that's easier said than done, I'll give you an example. Let's say you see a barge, and you have the option of taking a picture of it from the front, side, and back as it moves past you. You think about what else is around. Is it heading away from or towards the I-74 bridge, which is also an interesting subject? Or maybe it's heading toward one of the locks. Can you frame the barge and the bridge, or the barge and the lock together? Most barges are not brightly colored, but they often have an American flag flying on the back. Bingo, there's your pop of color. One last consideration, try to have the barge appear to be just entering the picture rather than just leaving. Thanks to digital cameras, battery life and memory are your only limits. Practice makes perfect, so take lots of pictures. And this is a nice benefit of taking pictures of nature. Sure, those gorgeous clouds change and the interesting wave patterns won't last, and gosh, don't birds swim and fly fast, but they aren't going to complain about you taking one more picture the way your family and friends will while you're practicing. Don't get me wrong, more pixels, more zoom, and fancy lenses can also be very helpful. If you have a camera with multiple settings, try them out. By playing around with the options, you may find something you like that you weren't aware of before. On that note, if your camera has a sports setting, try using that when taking pictures of animals or your kid's soccer game. There are many people taking fabulous pictures with their cell phones. All it takes is practice.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.